great games, so keep listening in.
Hey ladies,
what's good?
Are you stressed out? Are you tired of the girls next door talking smack and you just don't know how to deal? Do you have a cheating man but just don't know how to give him the boot?
Well ladies, don't stress. Kick off your heels and enter heaven's doors, because you're on cloud nine with Sky and Star, where it's real, chill, and all about how you feel. Tune in every Tuesday from 8 to 10 and Saturday from 2 to 4. We'd love to have you, because here on cloud nine, we're all angels.
Hey, check out me, Tim Lopez.
And Lola Brown.
On What's the Deal? Every Monday from 6 to 8 and Thursdays from 8 to 10 p.m., where we bring you movie cues, music news, and your favorite stars' blues.
We'll also have some fun freestyle fest and some cool, entertaining guests. So chill and tune in to What's Real on What's the Deal here on radio.dominican.edu, the official radio station of Dominican University of California.
Brittany McDade, Music Director. What are some of the things you're looking for from young Indian unsigned artists?
I'm looking for just things to catch people's attention.
Brittany McDade, Music Director.
Once upon a time, a long time ago, there was a place called
Radio.Dominican.edu, the official radio station at Dominican University of California and the radio home of the Calpac champion, Penguins.
Remember the game. First you win a point, then you lose a point. Keep the score 0-0. Pulverize him for the full 3 minutes.
The time for talking is over. Everybody's gunning for the Penguins. All the hype in the world isn't going to help them now as Tressler and Davis go nuts on the Calpac.
I'm going to tell you, and I'm going to tell everybody else, when we don't get the stage, someone pays the price.
Every game at the Conlin Center during the 2004-2005 basketball season will be broadcast live on radio.dominican.edu with the official athletics broadcast team. We've got Thomas Riesgo.
Original.
We've got CT.
It's your boy CT. I'm in the audience, and it's getting crazy over here.
Rules analysis with Apple.
So that was a legal play. That's what you expect from your captain.
We've got the Slammer.
Yep, I couldn't have said it any better.
And we've got the great John Baker.
What a head fake and a dribble.
Our academic advisor is Melba Meals. Stepping back into the luxury room, the voice of the Penguins, Stuart Horn. All right, thanks, Judy. Well, this is it.
Oh, Jerry Swanson from the low corner on the left side. Converts a tray ball, Baker.
The baddest dude on the planet, and you don't want none of them.
Davis is ruthless, up by 20 in the first half, and he subs in Sloan and Ivanyi.
The list of victories seemed to grow each day.
As I said before, you just really can't put a full court press on Dominican for several reasons.
One, two, three. That's it. It's over.
Lola Brown has it on the fast break. She goes 2-on-1 with a nice blind pass to Chelsea Whale, and that one goes down for two.
The Penguins live in 2005.
Bomb turnaround from baseline.
Oh,
and she puts a great move on Harris.
And now, boys and girls, presenting the champion of fair play, honor, and justice.
And then there's Tressler marching toward his third consecutive Calpac title.
Yussi Silva buries it from the right corner.
With a huge group of seniors and David Moore, the 2004 Calpac Player of the Year. Tressler with the weight of the world on his shoulders in the 2005 campaign. This year, Tress, along with Weber and Rooney, welcome Jeff Stanley to the coaching squad.
And we'd like to thank all the fans throughout the world, in Japan and Germany.
Hey, we're the good luck charm for Dominican.
Radio.dominican.edu.
Worldwide reputation has a name you can trust.
Hi fans, Stuart Horn. When I need to be up to date on the latest goings on at Dominican University of California,
I reach for The Habit. Be sure to pick up your copy of The Habit, the official newspaper at Dominican University of California. Published 5 times a semester, The Habit brings you everything from ASDU to Jesse Mazza. Find out about upcoming events from student life, sports updates by student athletes in journalism, and check in on the campus calendar. All regular features in The Habit. The Habit is the official monthly update of everything Dominican. Pick up your copy today.
Hi, this is Coach Bill Tressel welcoming you to another exciting broadcast of BU Basketball with the voice of the Penguins, Stuart Horn.
That's right, Baker. I have the sleeves rolled up as I did at halftime of the ladies' game, and let's hope it's going to help the men the same way it helped the women. Not that I'm taking credit for that win or anything, Baker, but maybe just a little bit. I noticed that as soon as I rolled up the sleeves, the Penguins went on that 19-3 run. So I'm keeping them up. And if the Penguin men have any problems here, I'm going to ask you to roll your sleeves up. We're ready for the national anthem, folks, before this game between the Penguins and the Pioneers. Man, oh man, this is going to be a great game between the Pioneers from Cal State University East Bay and the Penguins from Dominican University of California. The final game, Baker, of the 2005 CalPAC tournament. And for Cal State East Bay, Kenny Caraway coming out, the six-footer out of Sacto. He's a junior. Next out is Brandon Jones, a 6'2" sophomore out of Richmond. Followed by Brian Seaton, a 6'2", the senior out of Carson. At number 23, that's Seaton. Now I missed one, Baker. Terrence Thomas has come out, number 50, 6'2" senior, followed up by Mike Wood, number 31, the 5'10" junior from Pleasanton. Cal State East Bay, the away team tonight, though they are playing on their home court.
Oh, this is going to be so big for them and their program. If they could pull off a victory tonight, not only will it mean a national berth, Stuart, but also kind of take them to that next level of the CalPAC. Now starting lineups for the Penguins, Trey Putnam starting it out. The big man underneath the middle, David Moore, Marcus Williams, and also Ryan Fujihara. That's going to be the starting lineup for the Penguins. And now Bill Tressler being announced as well. Bill Tressler, again, CalPAC Coach of the Year. That's his third time he's won that award.
Scott Davis has won it 3 times as well. It's nice to see him be recognized tonight in front of this huge crowd, the biggest crowd of the tournament.
How could you not give it to him? He goes undefeated, 30-3 overall, 18-0 in CalPAC play, including the tournament. Great year to the Lady Penguins. And in my book, probably the best team I've ever seen fielded at Dominican, no matter what sport.
Yeah, Chelsea Whale, I see, has just come up from the locker room. Congratulations from her folks. Whale, a huge part of that grinded-out win that we just witnessed between the Penguins and the Oaks. Boy, that was a barn burner and a half.
What a way to top off your CalPAC career with a championship. Yeah. Nothing better.
Yeah, I think you're right. 20 minutes on the overhead fans. 35 on the shot clock. Both teams meeting in the middle. As Baker mentioned, DJ, Morsey, Trey Putnam, Marcus Williams, and Ryan Fujihara out there for Tressler. Of course, Tress is got Jeff Stanley, Jonathan Weber, and Brian Rooney as his assistants. Head coach for the Cal States, Will Biggs. It's tipped out. And the Pioneers have it across the middle. Is Caraway on the right side. He goes between the legs. He's got Brandon on him. DJ on him. Over to Mike Wood. Top of the key. They get it back over to Caraway. Now with a head fake. Brandon Jones thinking about it. He kicks out to Thomas. Nowhere to go. Thomas gets it indoors against Fujihara. Here goes Jones with a jumper. Yes. And the first 2 points of the night scored by the Pioneers. Inbounds Penguins.
Look for the Penguins to really kind of keep an eye on that one. Brandon Jones has a mismatch against Fujihara. Fujihara gives up a couple inches on that one, so advantage to the Pioneers on that one.
Across the middle now, the Penguins took about 8 seconds just to get it across the timeline. The Pioneers are all on the bench except Cheatham. He's standing. Now the officials tell him to sit down. It's too early to start any kind of big-time rooting yet for your team. Penguins shoot one. That's Putnam straight away. He can't get it to go. And an offensive foul committed by Brandon Jones as he bashes into Morsey and sends him flying beyond the end line.
Look for Morsey to have a big game tonight. Him and Putnam, they got so much size advantage. As long as the Pioneers can't take those two big guys out of the game like they did with the Argonauts, I think the Penguins are going to control that low post and the rebounding. But again, the key is breaking down that quick guard play of the Pioneers.
Pioneers working the full court pressure, and the Penguins are ready for it. The Penguins, well, these two teams have scouted each other to death, especially the last couple of weeks. Big time controversy when the Penguins took down the Pioneers at the Conlin Center. The turnaround jumper by Putnam is no good, and it's hauled down by Seton. Now the shot goes back up by Seton. He missed it as they transition the other way.
I look for them again to go inside to Putnam or Morsey. Even though Putnam missed that last shot, establish that low post. Get the position underneath because you're giving up several inches of size down there with the big guys. People like Terrence Thomas and also Brian Seton, they just cannot control Morsey and Putnam.
Three ball from 24 goes DJ, nothing. Morsey comes down with it, though. Now Ryan Fujihara fires it indoors to Trey Putnam, who was all alone under the hoop and was unable to convert. Here goes Seton with a head fake. He drives baseline. It's a kick out to Wood on the way. Three, yes.
Oh, if Mike Wood and the rest of the Pioneers of CSU East Bay can get hot, they can really start in their game when it comes to transition defense. And that's what upset the number two seed, the Argonauts. And the Penguins don't want to fall into that trap.
Five zip. Penguins trail. The number one seed. Marcus drives in up against Terrence Thomas. Thomas, an inch or two bigger. And Marcus ends up getting kicked out of bounds.
Find the Penguins. Play a slow, methodical game. Get the ball in the low post. They have the high side advantage of four or five positions out there, including Marcus Williams out there. Let him post up against a smaller guard. Get the Pioneers into foul trouble and slow this game down. Let your height win.
Now Blanc Christiani's come in for Tress, along with Brandon Quick. Fujihara with a low bounce pass had English on it. Here's Blanc Christiani for three. In and out. Missed it. Tipped out, and they're going to give it back to the Penguins. And I'd say that Steven Johnson's in there, Baker, the 6'3" junior from Vacaville. And he had a beef with the referee, and I think it was legit. It looked to me like it was out off of Brandon Quick. Either way, the Penguins cough it up, and the Pioneers have the possession. They also have the lead by five early, 17:04 to go. Wood drives in baseline, nowhere to go. He kicks out backwards to Steven Johnson, who dumps it in simply.
Big task ahead of B. Quick tonight, covering the number 31, Mike Wood, junior guard for CSU East Bay. Wood, not only so good at outside shooting, but he can also make you pay if you give him one step. So good driving to the basket.
The Penguins across midcourt. Here's Blanc Christiani for three. Missed it again. That's 0 for 2 for Lance. Yesterday, Lance got hot from outside the arc, and that's what the Penguins need in order for this thing to work out. Now a miscue. Brandon Jones chucks it out of bounds into the Pioneer cheerleaders. The Penguins get control with 16:32. They're down 7-0.
Dominican ice cold right now from the field, including some big misses by Putnam.
Yeah, two by Putnam, two by Blanc Christiani. The two by Putnam, very close and indoors. The two by Lance, way outside. Oh, and now the Penguins are trying to work it. Morsey gets a hand on it, and he's pushed out of bounds. That's Mike Wood is shoved by Brandon Quick inadvertently, and it's going to go the way of the Pioneers.
Shooting woes for the Penguins continue. This is the second day in a row the Penguins have come out soft, especially from the floor, not shooting high percentage. In fact, they haven't made a single shot so far tonight. Almost 4 minutes off the clock, and the Penguins have a goose egg up there on the scoreboard.
Boy, this looks like vaguely reminiscent of the women's game. And now it's 9-0 as Mike Wood drives to the goal, dead through a whole bunch of Penguins right in the box, and lays it in right-handed. That's about as easy a shot as he's going to get all night. 15:45 to go. Lance now on the right wing. Pioneers are going to back up and let him heave it up there again. I think they're going to soften up on Lance until he makes one. Head fake behind the back. Lance, here's B. Quick on the way for three. Yes. And the Penguins' first field goal of the night comes from 24 by Brandon Quick, the senior.
Oh, they're going to need B. Quick to get hot, especially covering Mike Wood. That'll force Mike Wood to back off a little bit, open up some space in those passing lanes, and get the big guys going like Morsey.
15:15 to go. It's 9-3 Penguins trail. And now a travel's been called against the Pioneers. Brandon Jones accepted that chuck across the court from Mike Wood, and then he dragged both feet, Baker.
That's right, he dragged both feet, and the Pioneers, rare offensive mistake. The Pioneers averaged 95 points per game, and we saw them last Friday. They scored over 90 points against the Penguins, so this is going to be a high-scoring affair.
Well, let's hope so. So far, the Penguins without too much scoring. Now the shot clock and the overhead have gone out on that southern side, and now Buon Cristiani hits as the scoreboard lights back up. 14:51. Now it's a three-point game. And now it's a six-point game as Jason Gary, the 5'11 junior from Irvine, hits from the left corner. So it's a game of trading three balls. Buon Cristiani has it now. Fujihara over to Sammy on the right wing. Luong in there. Morsey and Marcus, the starters. Morsey gets fouled and it drops. Bucket is it waved off, Baker? I'm not sure if they let him have it or not. He's going to get two.
It looks like Morsey's starting to get into this game again. As soon as the Penguins start making their outside shots, the Pioneers are going to loosen up on their defense. That's going to favor the Penguins because, again, they have the size advantage. Remember, against the Argonauts, Sam Cook, their big number 50, 6'8" player, checked out of the game within 1 minute to go in the first half, never came back. As a result, the Argonauts, they're not here tonight.
Yeah, Morsey's bucket counted, and the extra one went 12-9. Penguins trail. Kenny Caraway drives in. Nowhere to go. He dumps it off to Johnson. Now the three ball is thrown up there by Caraway from way outside on the left wing. And the Pioneers are going to maintain control as Fujihara tipped it out. He was along with Brandon Jones. Jones ended up slamming against the wall. And I think Jones was making a... He was trying to get something going with the referees there, and I think he may have influenced the referee to give the ball to the Pioneers there. Now they wipe off the ball.
Dominican needs to do a better job boxing out right now because the Pioneers, they're swarming the boards, getting underneath those post outs. As a result, they're controlling the low boards, at least on the offensive end, giving them second and third opportunities that Dominican cannot afford.
Here goes Johnson for three, way out on the corner, and it's a six-point game. It's 15-9, 14:04. Fans, you're listening to the official radio station of the 2005 CalPAC with 14:04 to go. And the Penguins are trailing by six. Stuart Horn, John Baker with you. Your DU broadcasters for the final time this season. Our 80th CalPAC game in the last 5 years on the air. And we're happy to be here with you with the number one seed Penguins playing the Pioneers. From Cal State University, East Bay, indoors, Lance, Morsey. Now Lance with the jumper, three on the way. Oh, just short. Morsey with the putback, can't get it. Morsey gets his own rebound. Now he flings it out to Lance. Three ball on the way, Lance. Yes.
So big.
15-12. And the Penguins got a lot of three balls going up there, and they're having to do it just to match the great ball control of the three balls thrown up by Johnson. Seems like the Pioneers are putting everything in. And now an off-ball penalty has been called against the Pioneers. The Penguins with the turnover. Lance will bring it in to throw it into Sam.
I'll tell you, the reason why Sam Cook for the Argonauts, who had a great year, is not the MVP this year, and a good reason why David Morsey might be, is because the big guy out there, he's still able to win this game, even though the Pioneers are a lot quicker and force your big guys to come out and defend. Morsey can still disrupt the rhythm of the offense of the Pioneers, forcing a travel by Steve Johnson. And Johnson, He's given up 3 inches to Morrissey. No reason why he's this. That's the reason why he's the MVP.
The final game of the 2005 Cal Pack. Here's Blount Christiani again for three, just short. He had the perfect direction, not enough distance. Sammy out there on the wing. He takes the pick from Marcus, but then he retreats back to the top of the key. Morrissey indoors, kick out, land three on the way. Boy, the Penguins are doing some serious three-ball play all of a sudden as they tie it with Blount Christiani hitting his third three-pointer in succession. Now the Pioneers have it. Here's Gary. He drives in, takes it all alone, doesn't dump it off. Missed it. Put back by Johnson, who rebounded it, and he'll get to go to the line for the three-point play, and Johnson's very jacked up late in the first quarter, Baker.
So far, the Pioneers doing a great job taking the Penguins out of their game, making them shoot a lot of three-pointers. The only big guy in there for the Penguins right now is Morrissey. And because they're so quick, because they make you play an up-tempo game, Dominican's going to have to run and gun and almost match him, which is something that Tressor's not used to doing, at least in the Cal Pack. They've been the one who's been dictating the pace.
This one rattles in by Johnson, the 6'3 junior from Vacaville. The Penguins trail by three, but that's a whole lot better than nine. And that's the way the game started, 18-15 with 12.5 to go. Horn and Baker, radio.dominican.edu. Clock runs. Sammy softly into Trey Putnam. Putnam has it swiped away by Johnson. Johnson brings it across the middle. Sammy got a hand on it, almost tipped it out. They flip it over to Seton. Seton with a long ball all the way over to Gary. Three ball, no. Down with it, Morrissey. Quick transition, Penguins. Now they're going to slow it down. David Moore kicks off to DJ. That's Donovan Brewer. As Brewer brings it across the middle. Now Morrissey heads back under the hoop. Trey Putnam's got it at the free throw line. He goes 360. Sammy with a head fake. Now he jukes inside. Sammy too deep. Can't get it. Gary down with it. Now they kick it off to Seton, and Seton will slowly across the middle. Here it comes on the right side. He goes between the legs. He jukes past Sam with the spinner. Seton, no. Morrissey tips it out, but it's pulled down by Johnson. Check it. That's Richardson. Richardson kicks out to Wood. Now top of the key. Seton's going to reset. He's got Sammy on him with the hands out. Over to Wood. Bullet pass. Gary in the corner. He drifts inside with the runner. Nothing. Up from Seton from 21, and that one goes down, and that's a three ball, and it's a six-point game. The Penguins trail 11-13. Across the middle now, here comes Lance right in the middle of the place. Kicks off to DJ. Now Lance over in the corner. DJ's got the ball. Lance on the right wing. Morrissey softly. Morrissey one tap off the glass. Yes.
That's exactly what you want to do. Play your game. So far, the Penguins, they've been getting outside their offensive rhythm. Slow it down. Make it a half-court game and force the Pioneers to do the same thing because, again, the Pioneers giving up a lot of height, at least in the low post. And if you can get Putnam and Morrissey going on, that's going to slow this game out down big time.
Yeah, we need Putnam to get something going. Here's another three ball chucked up there by Seton. No, Sammy down with it. Sammy going coast to coast. One-on-one Sammy. Oh, and they call it against Luong? No, they didn't. They called it oh, boy, that was close. I thought it was an offensive foul there, Baker.
Well, good move by Sammy on that one. Able to change direction, so great ball movement by Sammy. We're used to that, and because of that, Mike Wood, who's one of the top defenders in the Cal Pack, his feet weren't settled. He had to kind of lean in, going towards the key, and as a result, they're going to call a blocking foul against him. Great move by Sammy.
Here's the Sacramento native and McClatchy High graduate Sam Luong. He buries the first one, and now the substitutions. Here comes Ian Wright. Morrissey head to the bench. In there, Fujihara, DJ, Sammy, Ian Trey. And that was the second personal against Mike Wood. Here's Sammy on the line, on the way. Yes. Boy, there was a lot of yarn on those two, Baker. No rim. 10.5 to go, fans. Penguins trail by 2, 21-19 across the middle. Here's Carraway. Carraway dumps it off to Jones, who drifts over to the right. Jones to Johnson. Johnson nowhere to go. Up against Wright. Wright's got him covered nicely. Now up to Seton, the turnaround. Too tough a shot. Down with it to 6-7 Putnam.
Now the Penguins are playing their game again. Ian Wright, Putnam controlling the low post, slowing down this game, making it a half-court one. Great job on defense by Ian Wright there.
Yeah, I'm sure the Pioneers saw Morrissey leave. They take a big sigh of relief, only to face the low post perfection, almost, of Ian Wright. Here's the jumper by Fujihara. Three ball, missed it. Wright had a hand on it. It's stripped away. Jones has got it. That's Brandon Jones across the middle. Jones slams into Fujihara. He stutter-stepped and sent Ryan Fujihara flying into the end zone. And it looks like they may call it on Fujihara. In fact, they do. That's his second personal. Here comes Marcus Williams, the senior. Out, Putnam. Juan Cristiani gets ready to come back in as he sprints toward the scoring area and touches the front of the table. Now Carraway. Up to the top, Jones. Wood, indoors, they pull it. Now Seton with the jumper from six. No. Oh, Marcus got tied up on the rebound with Marcus Richardson. Now the three ball by Wood is missed. DJ gets a hand on it. And I think DJ may have been fouled on that, attempting to retrieve the rebound.
Oh, that's going to be big if that's on the Pioneers. That's going to be their 16th foul, one away from the penalty. Dominican only 14 fouls right now. And again, if they can get the Pioneers in the penalty, we saw this in the second half of the game last Friday at the Conlon Recreation Center. The Penguins were able to slow it down and able to force a tie, head into overtime. And this could be big for the Penguins right now.
The last time these two teams met, the game ended amid a huge controversy. In fact, the game was protested by the Pioneers, and I think rightfully so. They didn't turn it over, but or overturn it, I guess is the proper terminology there. But they had a legitimate beef, and we'll get into that more at the next break. Here's DJ out on the right wing, Sammy. Now he heaves it across to Juan Cristiani, almost over his head into the Pioneer bench. Back to DJ. There's eight on the shot. Seven, Marcus goes up. By the time Marcus got up to the apex of his jump, the ball was nowhere near him. It had been stripped away, but a foul along the way, 8:53, 21-19.
Well, the Pioneers don't love that one, and Marcus Williams would go the line for two. Nobody cooler, nobody more calm collective than the Cal Pack. You want him to shoot these shots. In addition, now the Pioneers, that's their 17th foul. They're in the penalty.
In our fifth year of broadcasting, our fifth consecutive Cal Pack, and our 80th game on the air, Baker, Marcus nails this one, 21-20. In 5 years, 80 games in a row.
Now, I'm a little concerned about the job of the scorings table. They haven't put the seventh team foul up there on the scoreboard, and that's going to be so crucial because you don't want to lose sight of that one because the Penguins, that could be a big advantage for them.
Actually, I looked at the scoreboard when you said that was the seventh, but at the time it was only five, and I wasn't sure what you were looking at. So maybe you thought the five was a six. Anyway, a timeout's been called by the Pioneers under head coach Will Biggs. Of course, he's assisted by Ray Villegas. 8:53 to go, Baker. 21-21. Tie game. We'll be right back on radio.dominican.edu.
Hi, this is Brandon Quick from the men's basketball team at Dominican University of California. When I'm not working out or hitting the hoops, I'm tuning into radio.dominican.edu, the official radio station of Dominican University of California.
All right, folks, we're back. And that was a quick little break there, but just an opportunity for Baker and I to regroup. 8:53, 21 all. And the Penguins feel a little bit better about that after going on a 9-0 opening by the Pioneers. That was not the way we wanted to see things start. But where it is now is a little bit more sporting anyway, indoors. Here's Seton. Seton's got it with a soft jumper. He can't get it to fall. The whistle on the way. And I think Juan Cristiani is going to get hammered on this one.
That's going to be so big for the Pioneers. Again, that low post matchup against Marcus Williams, if they can exploit that one now, they're getting a couple, some more height with Brian Seton covering him. Seton 6'2", maybe an inch taller than Marcus Williams. That can be an advantage for the Pioneers.
Seton nails the first one. That's the second foul against Marcus Williams. I thought it might be Lance Juan Cristiani, but there was so much activity under the bucket at the time that the foul had been committed. It's hard to tell. But in fact, it was Marcus. 8:41, the second one by Seton's good. Both of those were pure. 23-21. High atop the hill at Cal State University, East Bay, the host of the 2005 Cal Pack. Penguins and Pioneers in the finals, the final game of the 2005 tournament. Over to the right side now, DJ. Penguins have control. They're down by two. They fired indoors to Morsey at baseline. Morsey back over to Lance. Blind pass, Sammy on the way for three. Yes. Sam Luong buries the tray ball to put the Penguins up by one. 24-23. 8:10 to go. Stuart Horn, John Baker, radio.dominican.edu.
First lead of the night for the Penguins. That's going to be crucial, especially if they can keep this momentum. They can really slow down this game of the Pioneers from CSU East Bay. They got their big lineup in there. Again, make this a half-court game.
Caraway brings it across. Seaton on the left side, up against Sammy Seaton with a spinner over and under from the left side. Spun it high off the glass with a ton of English. Now Sammy across the middle after a bullet pass from Juan Cristiani. 740 DJ. Now Sammy at the top of the key. He's way out there. He's at about 22. Lance on the way for three. Deep. Oh, it took a big bounce. And underneath the hoop was Ian Wright waiting for it. A heads-up save by Steve Johnson. And the Pioneers maintain control. 7:21. Penguins trail by one. 25-24. Now they go back to the top of the key. Here we are in the championships, the final round. Big shout-out to all the CalPAC players that are listening tonight. I hope and assume that everybody who was eliminated, probably listening to these broadcasts right now, if they're not here in the house, is the biggest crowd of the week. Penguins in transition after breaking up the offense by the Pioneers, and David Moore with a feed from Sam Luong. Feeds it in there perfectly. Morsey left-handed. And now as the Pioneers transition, Brandon Jones slams into Lance Buoncristiani. Sent him flying. Offensive foul. Another turnover. The Penguins by one. Buoncristiani with the black hose all the way up to the knees. Inbounds to right. Sammy heaves it across the court. DJ now.
Good save by DJ. He almost had a cross-court violation, but smart enough to pick it up back in the backcourt and able to save the ball. Make sure Dominican doesn't give up any turnovers. No mental mistake. The Penguins having a one-point lead first time tonight.
Morsey looking for right under the hoop. Throws it away. Seaton comes up with it. Kick out to Caraway. Three ball on the way. And that's a yarn ball. And the Penguins now trail by two. 28-26 with 6:18. And here he comes, folks. Nathan Cooper Brown in place of Morsey. No, in place of Wright, Morsey stays. Coop, the other Australian on the team. Shout out to Coop's dad. 6:13, 28-26. Across the middle, here comes Lance, working it back and forth, zigzagging with Cooper Brown. Now Sammy on the wing. Buoncristiani calls out the play, hands it off to DJ. Now Sammy left side. Sammy up against Caraway. Here goes Sammy with a head fake, thinking three. Nine on the shot. Now it's seven. They heave it over to Sam, and it's stolen back away by Johnson. Johnson thinking about it. Three ball Johnson. Oh, brother. 31-26, 5:40 to go in the first half, and the Penguins trail after Johnson nails a brilliant three ball. After a brilliant steal. That's two brilliance in one play. And now Morsey's thrown it into the backcourt. And the Penguins are just going to have to let it run out the length of the court. That's two poor passes out of David Moore. Both turned out to be turnovers with 5:22 to go. A five-point game, 31-26. Stuart Arn, John Baker on the radio home of the 2005 CalPAC tournament. Please stay with us, folks. Oh, no, we're not going anywhere. I thought it was a timeout, Baker.
Dressler did motion for a timeout. Maybe he's trying to mock the CSU East Bay fans. I don't know.
Yeah. I wonder what it means when he makes a T with his hands. I always thought that meant timeout, but maybe that means we're trailing. And we are trailing by five. And now the timeout's been called by Coach Biggs. So as it turns out, we were correct. 5:22 to go. Five timeouts left per team. 2005 radio.dominican.edu. Be right back.
Hola mi gente, soy Elena Joel y estaré con ustedes cada martes y jueves de 8 a 10 de la mañana con lo mejor de noticias, información y entretenimiento. No se lo pueden perder solamente aquí en radio.dominican.edu.
Radio.dominican.edu.
Radio punto.
Yeah, I was listening to Elena on that promo there. Punto means dot. 5:22 to go. 31-26. The Penguins trail. The Pioneers have been extremely hot. Brian Seaton now. Kick inside to Caraway. Caraway backs way out now, all the way back toward center court. Now with a jumper from the left side. Very short. But Seaton with the offensive board. The putback by Richard Castillo, the 6'5 junior. And the Penguins are really trailing now by 7. We're inside 5 minutes. Brandon Quick's back in there for Trask.
Well, I tell you what, the Penguins can't get some rebounding, especially on the defensive end. They could be in some trouble because those second and third opportunities, you combine those with the turnovers, that's letting the Pioneers run wild.
Oh, Putnam with another easy miss. Putnam went in there, and he was fouled along the way, but Putnam's been so good, Baker, even since he was a freshman. He made his way to the varsity squad in his sophomore year, and he's just improved exponentially every year. And Putnam's a star in the league, and he's missed two tonight that have been, by his standards, very simple. David Moore will go to the line as Putnam heads out, and I thought Putnam was the one who incurred the foul, but apparently the foul was against the Australian Morsey, and Morsey misses this. Brandon Jones comes down with it for the Pioneers. 33-26, Penguins trail. Now the flip-around jumper by Castillo, feeling very confident. He missed it. 4.5 to go. Fujihara across the middle. Now Ryan kicks out with a blind pass over to Lance, but to no avail. Juan Cristiani had nothing to do. Now Fujihara, right wing. Lance on the way, 3, missed it. Through the fingers of Brandon Quick, who it looked like was almost held that one down. Now the 3 ball by Gary. No, left side. Fujihara across the middle. Now the blind chuck up to Ian Wright. And that was as softly laid in the bucket as could be. And Wright, the big man, has such a nice soft touch.
I went getting Ian Wright a lot more because Castillo, the only big man in there. Ian Wright's being posted up against a much smaller number 35, Jason Gary, who's only 5'11". That could be a mismatch the Penguins can exploit.
Now the turnaround by the Pioneers, nothing. Down with it, B. Quick, 33-28. With 3.5 to go in the first half, Scott Davis and the Lady Penguins already won their match tonight to wrap up a perfect season and a perfect run through the Cal Pack. The number one seed, the champions for the first time ever. Oh, and Brandon Quick with a 3 ball, 33-31. 3:15 to go, Baker.
That was set up by that mismatch with Ian Wright. As a result, they had to get a double team. He kicks about to B. Quick. B. Kick wide open, and there you go.
Now Gary drifts around the outside of the lane, slams into, I'm not sure who he slammed into there. There were so many Penguins in between us and the play, but it's a turnover, and the Penguins will take it in there now for Tress. Sammy, B. Quick, Fujihara, Wright and Morsey. Juan Cristiani heads back to the bench along with Coop. Here comes Ryan. Ryan right across the middle of the floor. Sammy left wing. Now back over to Fujihara. Oh, indoors to Morsey. No, that's Ian Wright who saw it. Wide open. Cheatham came in. Stuck an arm in there, and that'll be Cheatham's first.
Again, Ian Wright wide open underneath the basket. They're not really paying attention to him. All the speculation, all the attention is going to Morsey. Again, keep going to Ian Wright. Eventually he's going to make you pay, and he just did right there.
Right on the line. 3 bounces. Everybody yelling at him. Wright, unflappable, knocks it home.
10 fouls right now for the Pioneers. They're in the double bonus with 2:57 left to go. This is going to make the game even closer.
Penguins have only committed 5 personals so far, 5 team fouls. Here comes Wright for the second to tie it. 33-32 inside 3 minutes. Yes! Ian Wright in his first year with Tressler. Just a super player. Love the guy. Love his touch. We need a big man, and he's a heck of a nice guy. So here we go now. Here's Lewis. Lewis gets it indoors. The turnaround jumper from Castillo, and that goes down. And it seems, Baker, like every time tonight the Penguins have got a little momentum going, the Pioneers have responded. 35-33, 2.5 to go in the first. Morsey on the right wing. Now Ryan. Ryan being posted up, something fierce by Lewis. At least fierce for a point guard. Now they flip it over to B. Quick. He's got Cheatham on him. Uh-oh. And they give it back to Cheatham after he knocks it out against Brandon. Cheatham runs to the other end. Brandon having a word with the referee. But the referee didn't listen. 2:18, 35-33. And across the middle now is Lewis. This is Kyle Lewis, the 5'8 freshman out of Victorville. He's out there in the gold country. They play a lot of basketball out there. Brandon Jones kicks to the top. Cheatham Now Lewis for three. Oh, he missed it short. A lot of Penguins down there, but the Pioneers pull it back. Penguins have not been very good on those defensive boards tonight. Scott Kelly in there. He flips it back over to Lewis, and they're going to reset. 25 on the shot. Now over to Scott Kelly, right side. Here's the jumper by Castillo. No, finally Castillo misses one. Baker.
Well, I want Castillo to do that all night because Castillo is greatly undersized against Ian Wright and David Morsey. He's only 1-for-5 out there. Keep him in that game.
Morsey with the drifter just falling, just threw it up there Hail Mary style, got nothing. No rim, no net. Lewis, as they turn it around, 30 on the shot, 122 to go overhead. Here's Cheatham, right side. Cheatham hasn't taken a shot yet. He has committed one personal. Now Lewis with a head fake against Fujihara, slams into him. He juked Fujihara so hard that Fujihara went with the fake. He bit on it so hard that he slammed into him, and that's going to give Lewis two from the line.
Penguins have to be careful. Only 16 fouls right now. One more, and they're in the penalty.
1:14 to go, fans. The Penguins trail by two on radio.dominican.edu. He doesn't get to go to the line. In fact, they reset. Possession Pioneers. And they bounce it into Castillo. Castillo works it outside. Lewis for three on the way from 21. Missed another one. Brandon Quick down with it. Quick the senior. Communications major off to Sammy, right side across the middle. Sammy back to Brandon with the jumper for three. Oh, barely missed it. Morsey had a finger on it. Now Cooper Brown dives after it into the front row of the grandstands, but not in time. It'll be brought back into bounds by the Pioneers. They lead by two, 35 on the shot clock, 47 overhead. Here comes Lewis across the middle. Lewis, very deliberate. Kick off to the outside, Scott Kelly. Sets up the pick by Cheatham. Now he hands it off to Lewis. That's mine. Oh, sorry. Here's Brandon Quick across the middle. Quick over to Sammy. Soft jumper. Luong ties it. 35 up. 21 seconds. Lewis now across the middle. Shot clock's off. 15 seconds. Pioneers want that last opportunity. 35 all. Sammy up against him. Here's Jones with a jumper. Nothing, six. Morsey down with it. Five. Morsey across the middle. Three. Morsey gets pushed out of bounds. 2.4 seconds. Nope, he was run out of bounds, and the Pioneers will have it.
Oh, Morsey, I know you want to get that open court. Your eyes are wide, but on that one, you got to hold it back. Still plenty of time. You got to give it to one of your guards. That was a big opportunity for the Penguins. Missed that one. But one good thing for the Penguins, tied up at halftime, and they're also playing their game right now, getting the Pioneers out of that full-court defense set.
2 seconds on the way with a jumper, nothing, as Jason Gary got one off from half court. Now, Tressler's saying the clock had not run off and there was a foul. The teams have not left the floor, though there's no time on the clock.
Well, that would be big because the Penguins would then go to the line for two guaranteed shots again. The foul situation, because the Penguins forcing the Pioneers to play their game, a half-court set, using that height, that forces that foul. And now Lance Buoncristiani will get a big chance to make two momentum-changing free throws.
Buoncristiani all alone in front of the black hole to put the Penguins ahead. Oh, he missed it. He's all alone there, Baker. And everybody else is in the backcourt. There's no time on the clock. Here's Lance, and this would be huge. Come on. He made it. 36-35. Whew. And I could see Ian Wright patting his heart as if to say, oh, you got to quit doing that to me. And kind of a slow start to this one. The Penguins go to the clubhouse. 36-35. And the czar of statistics will be making his final appearance of the 05 campaign. Yes, folks, his final appearance. The heliport on top of the gym here at Cal State University East Bay has announced that the czar is touching down. And we'll have him for you in a few minutes on the home radio home of the 2005 CalPAC radio.dominican.edu. Please stay with us. Halftime coming up.
Hey, Hey, ladies, what's good? Are you stressed out? Are you tired of the girls next door talking smack and you just don't know how to deal? Do you have a cheating man but just don't know how to give him the boot?
Well, ladies, don't stress. Kick off your heels and enter heaven's doors because you're on cloud nine with Sky and Star, where it's real, chill, and all about how you feel. Tune in every Tuesday from 8 to 10 and Saturday from 2 to 4. We'd love to have you because here on cloud nine, we're all angels.
We got big guns.
Hey, hey, check out me, Tim Lopez.
And Lola Brown.
On What's the Deal? Every Monday from 6 to 8 and Thursdays from 8 to 10 p.m., where we bring you movie cues, music news, and your favorite stars' blues.
We'll also have some fun freestyle fest and some cool, entertaining guests. So chill and tune in to What's Real on What's the Deal here on radio.dominican.edu, the official radio station of Dominican University of California.
Brittany McDade, music director. What are some of the things you're looking for young Indian unsigned artists?
I'm looking for just things to catch people's attention.
Brittany McDade, music director.
Once upon a time, a long time ago, there was a place called
Radio.Dominican.edu, the official radio station at Dominican University of California and the radio home of the Calpac champion, Penguins.
Remember the game. First you win a point, then you lose a point. Keep the score 0-0. Pulverize him for the full 3 minutes.
The time for talking is over. Everybody's gunning for the Penguins. All the hype in the world isn't going to help them now as Tressler and Davis go nuts on the Cal Pack.
I'm going to tell you, and I'm going to tell everybody else, when we don't get the stage, someone pays the price.
Every game at the Conlon Center during the 2004-2005 basketball season will be broadcast live on radio.dominican.edu with the official athletics broadcast team. We've got Thomas Riesgo.
Original.
We've got CT.
It's your boy CT. I'm in the audience, and it's getting crazy over here.
Rules analysis with Apple.
So that was a legal play. That's what you expect from your captain.
We've got the Slammer.
Yep, I couldn't have said it any better.
And we've got the great John Baker.
What a head fake and a dribble.
Our academic advisor is Melba Beals. Stepping back into the luxury booth, the voice of the Penguins, Stuart Horn. All right, thanks. Well, this is it.
Oh, Jerry Swanson from the low corner on the left side converts a tray ball, Baker.
The baddest dude on the planet, and you don't want none of this.
Davis is ruthless, up by 20 in the first half, and he subs in Sloan and Ivanyi.
The list of victories seem to grow each day.
And I said before, you just really can't put a full court press on Dominican for several reasons.
1, 2, 3!
Lola Brown has it on the fast break. She goes 2-on-1 with a nice blind pass to Chelsea Whale. And that one goes down for 2 Whale.
The Penguins live in 2005.
From turnaround from baseline.
Oh,
and she puts a great move on Harris.
And now, boys and girls, presenting the champion of fair play, honor and justice.
And then there's Tressler marching toward his third consecutive Cal Pack title.
Ducey Silva buries it from the right corner.
With a huge group of seniors and David Moore, the 2004 Cal Pack Player of the Year. Tressler with the weight of the world on his shoulders in the 2005 campaign. This year, Tress, along with Weber and Rooney, welcome Jeff Stanley to the coaching squad.
And we'd like to thank all the fans throughout the world, in Japan and Germany.
Hey, where's the good luck charm for me?
Radio.dominican.edu.
Worldwide reputation has a name you can trust.
Hi fans, Stuart Horn. When I need to be up to date on the latest goings on at Dominican University of California, I reach for The Habit. Be sure to pick up your copy of The Habit, the official newspaper at Dominican University of California. Published 5 times a semester, The Habit brings you everything from ASDU to Jesse Mazza. Find out about upcoming events from student life, sports updates by student athletes, and journalism. And check in on the campus calendar. All regular features in The Habit. The Habit is the official monthly update of everything Dominican. Pick up your copy today.
Hi, this is Brandon Quick from the men's basketball team at Dominican University of California. When I'm not working out or hitting the hoops, I'm tuning in to radio.dominican.edu, the official radio station of Dominican University of California.
Hola mi gente, soy Elena Joel y estaré con ustedes cada martes y jueves de 8 a 10 de la mañana con lo mejor de noticias, información y entretenimiento. No se lo pueden perder solamente aquí en radio.dominican.edu.
They call him the Czar, a regular part of the halftime extravaganza here at the Conlon Center. With all the statistics, the great John W. Baker, Jr.
All right, welcome back to radio.dominican.edu, the official radio station of Dominican University of California, and also the radio home for the fifth consecutive year of the Cal Pac Tournament. And we're on the final day of the 2005 Cal Pac Tournament. The men's bracket right now at halftime, the Penguins up 36-35 after a late charge in the final 10 minutes, including a big free throw by Lance Blond Cristiani off the foul at the end of regulation. And now the Penguins are up 36-35. And the stats for them, starting out first for the Pioneers of CSU East Bay, leading scorer for them is Steven Johnson, number 42. He had 11 points in 13 minutes. In addition, grabbed three rebounds. Second leading scorer, Brian Seaton, number 23. He shot 2 of 7 from the floor, contributing with 7 points in 14 minutes. Other notables, 5 points for Mike Wood. In addition, 3 points for Kenny Caraway, 2 for Brandon Jones. Brandon Jones also had 2 assists and 5 rebounds. Overall for the Pioneers in the first half, 13 of 28 shooting for 47%, 6 of 11 from the 3-point line. So they were definitely smoking from the 3-point land. Also 3 of 3 from the free throw line. Not getting too many opportunities, but making them count. For the Penguins, again, that late charge in the first half, able to give them the lead. Leading scorer is Lance Blond Cristiani. He shot 3 of 9, but those 3 were three-pointers and also that big free throw at the end. He also had 5 assists, so he's making a charge for a double-double. Second leading scorer, David Morsey, the CalPAC MVP of 2003-2004, and possibly 2004-2005, we'll see. He had 7 points in 18 minutes. In addition, also grabbed 6 big rebounds and 3 assists, so another possible double-double for him. B. Quick had 6 points in 7 minutes. He also had 3 rebounds. Overall shooting for the Penguins, 11 of 27 from the field for 40%. 6 of 16 for 48% from the 3-point line and 8 of 10 from the free-throw line. So shooting pretty respectable overall from the field, although it could be better. But they are getting a lot of opportunities for free throws. And again, at halftime, it's the Penguins of Dominican University of California up 36-35. And, of course, the first game tonight, the Lady Penguins captured their first ever Cal Pac Championship as they improved to 30-3 on the season. And then the 12-minute mark, they're able to go on a 22-7 run and overturn a 7-point lead by the Oaks. And they were able to hold on for a 47-39 victory over the Oaks of Menlo College. But give Caitlin Collier big credit. Not only did they breeze into the semifinal round, they also beat the Hawks of Holy Names, who were the number 2 seed, the team who has never lost here in this tournament. They were the ones that defeated them, and they ended the Hawks season. And most likely they will not get a national bid to the NAIA Division II Women's Basketball Championships in Sioux City, Iowa, but the Penguins will. And again, the Penguins improved to 30-3 overall in the season, including 18-0 in the Cal Pac play. And again, the Lady Penguins, big props to them. They improved to 30-3. They're going to Sioux City, Iowa with a big 47-39 victory, and we want to recognize them, the first ever Cal Pac championships for the Lady Penguins basketball team. I want to check in on the NBA scoreboard right now, brought to you by ESPN.com. And so far in the NBA tonight, not too many games on the docket, but the Heat of Miami, without Shaquille O'Neal, they took care of the Magic 101-98. It was Chicago, the Bulls, beating Charlotte 94-90. The Kings, at the end of the fourth quarter, this just went final. Big victory for them in Philadelphia, beat the 76ers, who now have Chris Webber, 101-99. Allen Iverson had 27 points, but to no avail, Mike Bibby was hot with 19 points and 8 assists. In addition, Terrence Thomas for the Kings, he had 10 points. Final, the Knicks of New York beat the Pacers 90-79. 3:19 left in the fourth quarter. The Mavericks over the Suns 116-113. So there's a shootout down in Texas as they're playing tonight. 2:58 left to go in the fourth quarter. And this is a surprise. The Grizzlies over the Spurs so far, 74-69. Leading scorers for the Spurs are Tim Duncan. He's contributing 23 points and 14 boards. Also, Ray Parker, 5 rebounds. Checking out the NCAA scoreboard. Boston College improved to 23-2 on the season with a 70-58 victory over Seton Hall. Number 15, Syracuse, took care of Providence, 91-66. Oklahoma, they're 21-6 now with a 103-60 trouncing of Baylor, and they're the number 23 seed. Number 10, Duke, barely able to hold on to the St. John's Hawks as they survive. They took care of St. John's, 58-47. Kentucky, they took care of Alabama, 78-71. The Utah Utes beat their arch-rival BYU, 69-60. Cincinnati, 89-74 over TCU. Charlotte over Southern Miss, 81-58. Connecticut, they upset Pittsburgh, number 17 team in the nation, also dropping quickly, 73-64. Texas A&M put a whooping on Texas Tech and Bobby Knight, 85-63. There's another upset. And Louisville, at halftime, they're down by 7 to Memphis, 39-32, and also just went final. The Huskies of Washington, they derailed Lute Olson's bid to become the all-time winningest Cal Pack coach as they took care of Arizona, 93-85. Later on tonight, the 11 o'clock East Coast game, which will be carried on ESPN2. UOP, the number 18 team in the nation, 22-2. They're playing CSU Northridge. And that is your NCAA scoreboard. Weather right now looks like this, 49 degrees in San Rafael. Also, 7-8 forecast. Looks like rain throughout the rest of the week. Highs varying between mid-50s and low 60s. And you're listening to radio.dominican.edu, the official radio station of Dominican University of California, and also the radio home of the 2005 CalPAC tournament. We're day four of the CalPAC tournament, and we're at the championship. So far, the Lady Penguins of Dominican University of California, they've already been crowned champions. They beat the Oaks of Menlo College, 47-39, and we're at halftime of the men's bracket, and the Penguins holding on to a slim one-point lead, 36-35. We'll be back in just a second with Stuart Horn and the second half here live on radio.dominican.edu, the official radio station of Dominican University of California. Penguins up, 36-35. We'll be back with the second half. Brittany McDade, Music Directors, what are some of the things you're looking for from young Indian unsigned artists?
I'm looking for just things to catch people's attention.
Brittany McDade, Music Director. Are you always wondering what's popping on the weekends? Nevertheless, what to wear to that hot spot?
We got you covered on Holla Back weekend afternoons from 12 to 2 p.m. on radio.dominican.edu.
Style expert Jazz Gandhi, straight out of L.A., always brings the latest on what's hot and what's not.
And the queen bee of San Francisco Bay Area nightlife, Courtney Lee, lets you know the scoop on the places to hit up to have a good time.
So if you're ever eager to go out and need a helping hand,
check us out every Saturday and Sunday from 12 to 2 p.m.
And don't forget to holla back.
Hi, this is Coach Bill Tressler welcoming you to another exciting broadcast of BU Basketball with the voice of the Penguins, Stuart Horn.
Ooh, Baker, and it couldn't be much more exciting than it is right now. Just a few seconds left until we get the second half of play underway. You're listening to the 2005 CalPAC, the final game. Our 80th game, Baker, you and I together in the last 5 years, our 80th CalPAC game, that's not to mention
about our 50th game this season between men's and women's basketball.
Yeah,
over 50, at least.
50 or 60 games this season, but 5 years of CalPACs on the air, and what a pleasure it is, our 80th game, and
true.
Here we go. 36.
Also a big pleasure, CSU East Bay, great host for this tournament.
Yep, no question about it. They rolled out the red carpet for us. They treated us like kings. And
even though you wiped your feet and your boots on them.
Yeah, well, we like being treated like kings on the radio crew. We don't get it that often, and Hayward's done a great job. East Bay, excuse me, 36-35, and we're back underway now. The Penguins have the ball at midcourt. Ryan Fujihara. Massive D by Brandon Jones, who's very excited. Jones indoors to Morsi. Morsi's got it on the right wing now. Morsi, very methodical. Now he drifts it over to Fujihara. Bangs it into Trey Putnam, and it goes out of bounds into the Penguin bench off of Brian Seaton. And now a timeout's been called by Coach Tress.
And he's only 21 seconds into it. Tress with the arms crossed. He was not happy the way the team came right out and started things up, Baker.
Well, that was a great defensive stop right there for the Pioneers of CSU East Bay. Able to strip it away from Trey Putnam. And good court sense there by Kenny Caraway. But I think he was get charged for the timeout on that one. And now the Pioneers will get the ball off the turnover with a chance to take a lead here. Only down by one. You could not ask for a closer game here to end this tournament.
Well, it could be tied. 36-35.
I didn't ask for that, now, did I?
Across the middle, Caraway. Up against DJ. We're back underway now. Caraway throws it over to the right side. Oh, massive perimeter work there by the Pioneers, and Morsey's bumping everybody. Three ball on the way by Caraway, the six-footer out of Sacto, and that one goes. And the Penguins trail by three, 45 seconds into the second half. Here is Ryan Fujihara. He brings it up. Brandon Jones on the right side. They're just inside of midcourt. Fujihara, now it's stolen away on a bad pass by Ryan to Seton. All alone against Fujihara, and it just barely drops. Fujihara almost got the block on Seton, and Seton's 7-8 inches taller than Ryan.
What this has allowed the Pioneers to do is start again their game, do that full court pressure defense, see if they can disrupt the guards of Dominican. So far, it's been successful.
Fujihara now at midcourt being swarmed by Pioneers. Now DJ up to Morsey, softly in.
That's the way to answer it, with a half-court basketball. Get it into Morsey, make sure he takes over the game. Slow it down a little bit.
40-38. Oh, and now with some stumbling and fumbling, Caraway let it get away from him. Caraway was looking for a place to throw the ball, and it ended up coming off of his own toe. The Penguins now moving from our right to left, bring it in on the long end. Here's Morsey. Now over to DJ. They haven't even gotten it across the timeline yet. 27 on the shot clock now. Now the Penguins start to work the perimeter. DJ asks Marcus to retreat to the soft side. That's the left side. Now Williams out on the wing thinking three. Williams as good as there is outside the arc. Trey Putnam drives in, who had a very weak first half. And Putnam is able to blast through the defense and put it in there left-handed, 40 up, Baker, inside of 18 minutes.
Well, if you get Putnam going early on, also David Morsey, who had a great first half, that's going to be so huge for the Penguins.
And Putnam did not have a good half, 0 for 3, 6 minutes played. That's not very Putnam-esque, but let's see if whatever Baker had to say, I mean Baker, Tressler. Well, Tressler, you're kind of like our coach, so whatever Tressler had to say at halftime. Now here comes Fujihara. After the Pioneers with the foul and the turnover. Oh, Fujihara falls. Takes the eye off of the Pioneers. The focus away from the Pioneers. The easy feed from Marcus to Morsey in left-handed. The Penguins lead by two. Now the jumper comes up by Terrence Thomas. But not before Thomas was fouled three or four times on a single shot by the Penguins.
On that one, the last possession for the Penguins, though, Morsey got the great in pass lead in from Marcus Williams. He slowed down. Instead of rushing that shot, he let his feet settle, textbook basketball, and put it up easy off the glass. And that's the reason why Morsey shoots over 80% when he's inside that close.
Out of Carson, the senior at 6'2" is Terrence Thomas. He's on the line short. Kicks back at him. Kenny Caraway goes in, slaps him on the shoulder, says, "Don't worry about it. Just get this one down." Penguins by two. The next free ball on the line for Thomas. One bounce, two, three, four. Now he looks at the hoop quickly. In. 1 point game. Substitution. Here comes Castillo. Castillo with a very fine first half. In fact, Castillo was 2 for 4 with 5 minutes, but he made the most of those five. He drove the Penguins nuts in the first half, 42-41. 1750 radio.dominican.edu. The final game of the 2005 CalPAC tournament. Out on the right wing is Lance Buoncristiani. Buoncristiani with three threes in the first half. Now it's stolen away from Putnam by Seton. And the easy layup. And the Penguins now trail by one.
That's the third turnover of the game by Putnam. Putnam needs to keep his head in there, or else he's going to sit to the bench. And that takes a lot of versatility out of the hands of Tressler.
Across the middle now, the Penguins against the full court heat. Pioneers playing very tough as they come out in the second half. We're early. Now Morsey with the bucket and the foul. Morsey, the up and under
was able to bank that one in, and that was a sweetie out of the Australian.
Oh, the Penguins, they have maybe a 4-inch height advantage right there with Morrissey on Brian Seaton. Again, exploit that one. Make this a half-court game. I guarantee you, every time down the court, if you get in the hands of Morrissey, he's going to make him pay. And Castillo has to sit out again. No height out there for the Pioneers. Slow this game down.
Here's David Moore on the line for the three-point play, and he rattles it in. And that gives the Penguins a two-point advantage. And that's, again, the free throws. That is large. Now the Pioneers in transition. Up against Buon Cristiani is Jones. Jones kicks it outdoors. It's stolen away by Marcus to Wood. And then Wood gets shoved by Marcus as Wood maintained control after Marcus swiped it away for an instant. And that's the third against Marcus Williams, the senior.
Marcus has a tough job right now. Anybody goes against Mike Wood has to be extremely active out there on the court because Mike Wood's always moving around like Rick Barry. You got to keep an eye on him.
Here comes Seaton up against Sammy with the jumper. Indoors to Terrence Thomas. When it looked like Seaton was going to take the eight-footer by himself, he fed it off to Thomas at the last second, who scored the deuce. 45-all, 16-10 to go. Sammy on the right wing. Sammy kicked it. Now Marcus in the backcourt. Marcus just falls on it and tries to force the jump, and it goes the way of the Pioneers as Marcus and Carraway fell on it.
You got to be careful right now. The Pioneers starting to get in some kind of rhythm defensively, causing turnovers. The Penguins need to keep their heads in the game, make sure they can't get those double-team situations in the corner, make sure they play smart basketball.
Now Kenny Carraway, who came in, he did a 360 spin move from the top of the key, Baker. That's 20 feet away. He never dribbled it, and they called him on a travel. 45 up, Penguin ball. Inside of 16 minutes now left in the CalPAC, folks. The 2005 tournament comes down to this. The number one seed playing against the Pioneers. Here's Sammy, top of the key. Bullet pass comes off the hands of Brandon Jones. Over to Buon Cristiani, now right. Now Lance, blind pass Morsey. Now Lance gets it back. Kick out right on the way, 15. Short. David Moore down with it off the glass. Yes, the put back. And the Penguins are up by 2, 15 and a half. Quick transition now. Mike Wood with the jumper for 3. No, it goes out off of the chest of Morsey after it bounced off of the rim and hit David Moore right in the chest, went out off the end line. 15-22.
I've never seen more mistakes by the big men of the Penguins so far than tonight. Just little things like that where you just miss that rebound. That keeps the ball alive for the Pioneers. That gets them second and third opportunities, and that's so dangerous with an athletic team that Will Biggs brings out here.
Coach Biggs still on the bench. Tress on his feet. Here's the jumper by Jones, and the three-pointer goes down. The Penguins trail by 1. 15-04, the clock runs. Now the Penguins in fast transition. Morsey wanted to set up the screen for Buon Cristiani in the backcourt as the Pioneers have put on the massive D the whole second half. And there's a foul against David Moore committed by Kenny Carraway.
That's right. Again, bringing in the Moore. Attack that low post. Get the Pioneers. Force them to make a great play in the double team. They're giving up too much on the height advantage. It's a simple equation every time. I also like having Ian Wright out there because Ian gives them a lot of speed, a lot of flexibility, and strength as well.
Yeah, it gives us a lot of size indoors, which we what we need. Now the bank shot on the quick up and in as Sammy fed Morsey, and Morsey hauls it in, 49-48.
He's putting on a clinic right now.
14-40, David Moore has gotten very hot in the second half as Tress had to yank Putnam, who went stone cold in the first half. He came out the second half, wasn't any better. Now the Pioneers, Brandon Jones drifts left against Morsey with a block. Morsey cleanly away. Brandon Jones wanted the foul, didn't get it. Buon Cristiani with a stutter step over to Fujihara, and he, speaking of stutter step, Fujihara tried to hit Brandon quick under the hoop with a blind pass, but he didn't look at it, and he took three steps before he let it go. A one-point game, 14-20, baby.
Oh, too many mistakes right now for the Penguins that can come back to haunt them. Brian Fujihara was wide open for a three, thought against it, but unfortunately didn't get his feet set. That's so big for the Pioneers.
Pioneers across the middle now, and Woods has it go into the Penguin cheerleaders as he was running toward the hoop, and it was thrown behind him. He's unable to catch up with it. 49-48, 14-12 to go. As Fujihara now in the backcourt. We're coming up on 14, folks. 29 on the shot, Ryan. Across the middle, Lance. Well, Tress has got the ball control guys in there now with Luong, with Juan Cristiani and Fujihara. The pass comes on the right wing to Brandon Quick, and the whistle blows. And I think one of the Pioneers may have reached in upon Brandon.
This could be the third team foul, the Pioneers.
That was against Jason Gary, who now gets ripped by Coach Biggs. Inbounds on the short side.
Can't
David Moore with another one.
We saw in the first round Max Stewart have a big game against the Pioneers. Again, if you can keep a big guy in there, especially in the inbound, he can really devastate the Pioneers.
Now Seton drives in again. Sammy gets around him. Oh, Seton slams against Morsey, and I think that's going to be an offensive foul. Morsey goes flying out of bounds, lands on his back. Sam Luong was going after the rebound, and they're going to call that against Morsey. So Morsey with a double dip there, he got slammed out and got the foul called on him. And that's Morsey's first. Here's Seton from the line, and he dumps it home perfectly. About as pure as they get, that one, 51-49.
Yeah, I wonder if the Argonauts, if they would have kept Sam Cook in there last night, this could have been, that could have been a different game.
You know, they might be thinking the same thing. Here's Morsey on the inbounds now after the second one goes. It's a one-point game, fans. 13 and a half to go, 51-50. Ryan Fujihara brings it across the middle. He calls out the play, but he's got Gary all over him. Out there, right side now. Softly to Juan Cristiani. Now Morsey, and Morsey draws the foul. Morsey gets the deuce after Juan Cristiani softed it into him. And Morsey left-handed was able to dump it home. 13-22, the Penguins by three.
You know, that's a fifth consecutive possession. They went inside to Morsey. He's made all five. That's his third three-point opportunity. I tell you what, the Pioneers need to do something, either double-team him. I don't know what you do, but as soon as you do that, you open up people like Marcus Williams. You open up Putnam when he comes back in the game. You open up so many opportunities. That's what the luxury of having David Morsey is.
Morsey playing like the All-American that he was voted toward last year. All of a sudden, he's playing absolutely beautifully, and I gave him the jinx there. He missed the three-point play, 53-50. And after the Penguins came out very cold, they gave up the first 9 points of the game and didn't score in the first 4 minutes. Since then, they put on a decent run. Here's the jumper now by Carraway, and that's good. Now it's 53-52 with 13 exactly to go in the 2005 Cal Pack. It comes down to this. Over to Sam Luong on the sideline. Now Brandon back to Sammy. They work it indoors to Morsey. Boy, that's, imagine that. Here's a jumper now by Lance. Missed it way right. It's hauled down by Gary. Gary, the 5'11 junior from Irvine. He kicks it off to his guy Richardson across the middle. Now back up to Carraway. He pulls up and jumps with the three ball on the way. 12 and a half, missed it. 53-52, David Moore with a defensive rebound. See if they can't work it back indoors to Morsey. He hasn't missed five in a row. Here's Lance, three ball on the way. Ay, 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 Lance. Juan Cristiani from 21 pounds at home. And it's 56-52 with 12-12 to go, Baker.
That was set up by that double team by Morsey. Again, you open up your perimeter shooters, and they nailed that one.
Gary just pounds in to Sam Luong and sends him flying, no whistle. Now the three ball goes off by Carraway, nothing. Marcus down with it, the runner.
Oh,
got it to drop after it lay right on the rim. Sat there for a second. It could have gone either way, and Marcus Williams willed it in, or maybe John Baker did. 58-52. And Coach Biggs calls the T-Baker, 58-52, 11:46, and the black hole is up. The Penguin fans are freaking out. A-Train getting them going. And the Pioneer cheerleaders hit the floor. A barn burner, the final game of the 2005 Cal Pack on radio.dominican.edu. We'll be right back.
Hey ladies, what's good? Are you stressed out? Are you tired of the girls next door talking smack and you just don't know how to deal? Do you have a cheating man but just don't know how to give him the boot? Well ladies, don't stress. Kick off your heels and enter heaven's doors because you're on cloud nine with Sky and Star, where it's real, chill, and all about how you feel. Tune in every Tuesday from 8 to 10 and Saturday from 2 to 4. We'd love to have you because here on cloud nine, we're all angels.
We'll be right back.
That's right, Mike. My lovable color man, John Baker, called that double team play off to Buon Cristiani, and that's pretty impressive, Baker. You saw
that's
it.
Right.
You watched it unfold. You called it ahead of time, and like the soothsayer that you are.
Well, this happened the same thing in overtime last Friday in the Conlon Recreation Center where, again, Morsey just went off for over 30 points. Again, they started double-team, triple-team like they did just now. These Buon Cristiani, those other guys, wide open the perimeter. And the Penguins, they make high-percentage shots. And it's up to the Pioneers now to stay in this game.
Mike Wood going up against Buon Cristiani. The shot is waved off before it left Wood's hands. And Buon Cristiani gets rung up on that one.
Fourth team foul for Dominican again. You got to be cautious of that situation.
That's the first one for Lance. Here, Seton, three ball, no. Marcus down with it.
Big rebound. Again, like you said earlier, if Dominican can control those defensive rebounds, it takes away those opportunities of the Pioneers.
Sammy from the corner saves him from going out of bounds after Buon Cristiani threw it the length of the court. Now Sammy softly to Morsey. Oh, no foul.
Tough
against Steven Johnson, who came in and blocked Morsey to death. Boy, that looked like a foul. Wood for three ball. And now Buon Cristiani just picked up his second personal on that shot. And that's going to send Mike Wood to the line.
That's one person you don't want to send to the line. He's led the league in free throw percentage 2 to 3 years he's been here in the Cal Pack. He's such a great shooter. And, again, a poor mistake right by the Penguins. The one thing that can really hurt the Penguins is themselves. Bad fouls, also turnovers. They got to eliminate those.
Wood cans the first one, 58-53. We're just at about 11 minutes to go in the final game of the 2005 Cal Pack. Here's Wood in and out. And because Buon Cristiani violated Wood outside of the arc, Wood gets three.
Penguins largest lead of the night, though, 58-53.
Wood makes two of three. The Penguins have it in quick transition. Pioneers are ready for it. Wood up against Buon Cristiani, steals it away from Lance and lays it in left side. The bucket goes, and Lance is going to be called on his third personal foul in the past 22 seconds of play, Baker. And Wood will go right back to the line.
Yo, that could be a five-point turnaround in favor of the Pioneers. Again, don't hurt yourself. Don't shoot yourself in the foot. You got to play nice, smart, consistent basketball, especially against Mike Wood. If you're posting up against him, you always got to be ready for him.
Wood, the 5'10 junior from Pleasanton, on the way, completes the three-point play to make it a one-point game. Penguins have unanswered six in a row. Now Fujihara goes between the legs. He's way out in the backcourt. And that's where Wood stole it away last time. Fujihara makes it across. Stolen away again by Wood. Forced by Castillo. Oh, and now it goes through the fingertips of Castillo as Wood was going to hit him right under the hoop.
Well, the refs were at a bad angle for that one. But Castillo grabbed the hand of Fujihara. Fujihara's a little mad about that one. But he understands the refs were at a bad angle. The refs need to do a much better job, especially in transition, setting themselves up right. That was a missed call by them.
I like the, if I were a Pioneer fans, I would like the fact this backcourt pressure is working. However, will it tire them out? And now Trey Putnam just barely saves the Penguins from having the same thing happen. Now Morsey goes up from the left side, and he's fouled by Steven Johnson. It's all the Penguins can do to get the ball out of the backcourt, Baker.
Hey, great awareness by Putnam starting to get into this game. Able to grab the ball, set himself, find Morsey wide open. Morsey's going to take it to the hoop every time, especially in a one-on-one situation. He had a mismatch there, and now he's going the line for a two. So the Penguins, again, reacting with smart basketball, and that's what you want.
58-57. Morsey knocks this one home. 59-57. The Penguins have committed 16 fouls, while the Pioneers have only committed five. 10.5 to go. David Moore on the line. Spins the ball. One bounce on the way. Yes. Now it's 60. 10.5 and the clock rolls, fans. Left in the 2005 Cal Pack. Penguins and Pioneers. P squared. Here's Seton now. From the right side, takes it himself across the middle. Saw the gap. Took it. Worked it in there. It's a one-point game. 10-10 to go. Baker, you might want to roll up the sleeves.
I'm going to do that now.
It's starting to get weird. Blind pass over to Morsey from Putnam. He's got to think again. Fujihara now with a jumper inside. In and out. It's tipped out and taken down by the Pioneers. They bring it slowly across
the middle. Get those sleeves up, Baker. It's getting close. 60-59. Now Seton thinks about it. Here's Gary. Three ball, and that's massive. Jason Gary hits the three to put the Penguins down by two. Pioneers on top, 62-60. 9:40 to go, fans. Here's Fujihara across the middle. He goes back and forth. He's got nowhere to go. Finally finds Morsey. Sets up the pick. Marcus with a head fake. Marcus nowhere. Now Morsey. Now Ryan. Everybody's on the left side of the court. Penguins moving from our right to left. Radio.dominican.edu endorses Morsey on the way.
Yes.
He's fouled and he gets it. Morsey with great patience. Flying over the top of him was Richard Castillo.
Good poise right there by Sammy. Only he still had 12 seconds left on the shot clock. He said, cool it down. Don't force anything. Foul Morsey streaking towards the basketball. Morsey again. Get his feet set. Let the defender pass you. Then take your shot and get the foul on the way down. Makes it. He'll go the line.
62 up, and Terrence Thomas checks back in. He's out there with Carraway. Gary on the way out, who just canned the big three along with Woods. Also leaving his seat in the starter. Back in there now, Brandon Jones. He's accompanied by Steven Johnson and Marcus Richardson. For the Penguins, David Moore on the line. And that one goes down along with Fujihara. Lance is back in there, who's been hot with the three ball. Fujihara, Lance, Morsey, Trey, and Marcus Williams, the senior. This one's tipped into the hands of Trey Putnam. And a turnover, and the Penguins needed it. 9 minutes exactly, a one-point game. DU on top.
Great defense right there by the Penguins.
Across the middle now. Well, I wonder if the Penguins are going to start putting on that full-court heat. It's really working for the Pioneers, though. The Penguins have seemed to figure it out a little bit. Now Putnam trips over Marcus Richardson inadvertently.
Well, they're
going to
call
blow.
That one, I think. They're going to reverse that one. They should, because Richardson fell down, and Putnam didn't touch him.
He just simply fell down. And Putnam tripped right over him. There was no push. Putnam's talking to the ref. The ref says, no, that's not the way it was. But,
again,
Baker, you and I saw it from up here.
Again, the refs need to do a better job with positioning themselves to make the call. So far in the second quarter, they've done an abysmal job. And even one or two mistakes, an abysmal job for a good referee crew that the Cal Pack usually fields.
63-62. And now the Pioneers have the ball. 8.5 to go. Carraway. Now they're working the perimeter. Richardson, Thomas on the way. Three ball missed it. Trey down with it. After Steven Johnson got the hand caught up in the net. Now in the backcourt is Bon Cristiani over to Donover Brewer on the right side. Goes between the legs back to Lance. Now Lance calling out the play. Lance has got Steven Johnson all over him. Lance now has some great hand control. Indoors to Trey Putnam. On the wing, three ball Lance on the way. Missed it way short. It's down by Thomas. Now all alone is Marcus Richardson, and the Penguins trail by one, 64-63, as Richardson's able to can the easy layup.
No, not much time left on this clock. 7:51 left to go. We got a barn burner right now. Penguins need to come up big time.
Another one-point game in the finals of the 2005 Cal Pack. Trey Putnam, now DJ Brewer's got it at midcourt. He brings it up. DJ. And DJ was fouled along the way? No. Let's see what the call is. Yeah, they're going to give it to the Penguins.
That's going to be big because that puts the Pioneers in the penalty. If you're the Pioneers, you don't want to get into that situation because it slows the game down, favors Dominican. Dominican, a much better free throw shooting team.
Brandon Jones with the foul. That's his second. Here's Donover Brewer on the way, and he pops it in there with so much confidence. That was about as pure a stroke as the comes in basketball.
Again, Dominican, don't beat yourself. Make smart plays. Don't make turnovers.
DJ knocks that one in. 65-64. I think the lead has changed hands two dozen times in this game. It's been so close, except for the first 4 minutes when the Penguins didn't score. If the Penguins had gotten anything in those first 4 minutes, while the Pioneers scored nine in the same amount of time, it might very well be a different game. If, 65-64, it didn't. And here's Kenny Carraway to the line with the foul. The foul was against Donover Brewer. Missed it. Trey Putnam down with it on the one-on-one, and that is big. 65-64, Penguins in control. 7:22. On offense, Trey Putnam to Marcus, back outside. Putnam on the way for three. Missed it right. I don't know if Trey Putnam's made anything tonight. Here's Johnson. The slash by Putnam. The putback now after Johnson missed it. Richardson cans it. No whistle, 66-65, 7 minutes exactly.
Dominican needs to be more awake on their transition defense tonight. They just got burned in the backcourt on that one.
Yeah, you're right. That full court pressure's just been very tough for the Penguins to handle. Donover thinking three out there on the wing. Oh, now he's stolen away as he runs into Brandon Jones, but in the backcourt, here's Bwan Christiani, who gets called on the scoop.
Again, Dominican, don't get in those double team situations close to the to out of bounds. Again, the Pioneers are so good with their swarming defense. If they smell blood, they're going to attack.
6:38. Stuart Horn, John Baker. Now the dump off from Thomas. He gets it over to Jones, and that's good. 68-65. Penguins trail. 6.5 minutes to go, fans, in this one, the championship game. The winner of this game guaranteed a trip to Branson. The loser will be at the mercy of the at-large crew. And now from the left corner, Marcus hits for three to tie it at 68. And I heard whistles blowing. And now Tress calls the timeout. We have a tie game, fans. 6-11. 68 all. Radio.Dominican.edu. Please stay with us.
We got big guns.
Hey, hey, check out me, Tim Lopez.
And Lola Brown.
On What's the Deal? Every Monday from 6 to 8 and Thursdays from 8 to 10 p.m., where we bring you movie cues, music news, and your favorite stars' blues.
We'll also have some fun freestyle fest and some cool, entertaining guests. So chill and tune in to What's Real on What's the Deal here on radio.dominican.edu, the official radio station of Dominican University of California.
Hi, this is Coach Bill Tressel welcoming you to another exciting broadcast of BU Basketball with the voice of the Penguins, Stuart Horn.
Well, that might be the last time this season we hear that promo, Baker, but if the Penguins can win, it'll be okay with me. 6:11 to go, 68 all on radio.dominican.edu, your worldwide radio home of the 2005 CalPAC Tournament. Scott Davis and the Lady Penguins. A perfect run through conference and a perfect run through the CalPAC tournament. They beat Menlo tonight to be the champions of the CalPAC in the ladies division. And how proud we are of them and that
Definitely.
Great season. Scott Davis in his third year, his coaching staff every year have improved performance. Last year the co-champions, this year outright. Now we're back underway. Kenny Caraway has it, score tied. Off of Morsey's foot as Mike Wood was trying to hit Brian Seaton. Seaton was over there at baseline. Morsey shoved the toe on it. And luckily he did because Seaton was wide open. 6 minutes exactly now. Terrence Thomas. Inbounds Kenny Caraway on the short side. He drifts over to the right. Now Wood. Now Seaton. 68 all, Seaton against Trey Putnam. Now the jumper comes off by Caraway, missed it by a mile.
Big defensive stop there by the Penguins. Let's see if they can go back the other way, go back to their textbook offense, getting into the big man down low, Putnam or Morsey, because that's going to be their best shot so far.
Here comes DJ after the Penguins with the big stop. DJ, he's working it against Caraway. Caraway very tough on the D. Trey Putnam now outside DJ with a jumper. Yes.
Oh, DJ able to break it through that open lane, which resulted because the double team on Morsey and had a wide open shot.
Penguins back on top, 70-68. The spin jumper by Terrence Thomas as he rotated out on the right wing. He brought it indoors to the baseline and missed it on the jumper. 70-68.
You know, when the
Five
Pioneers...
minutes.
They're forced to create their own shot in the half-court set. They lose some of that enthusiasm. As a result, Dominican start to control the game here.
Marcus to Morsey, back outside. Williams on the way for three. Oh, just short. Sammy with the putback. No. Oh, and now Trey Putnam falls on Carraway as both guys go flying out of bounds on the long side. Putnam fell on that ball and patted Kenny Carraway on the back as if to say, I didn't mean to do that one.
Putnam knows better. He should just let the Pioneers fall out of balance. He probably would have given the ball right back to Dominican. Again, bad fouls resulting in turnovers, and now the Pioneers will have a chance to make two free throws and possibly tie this game.
4:40 to go, fans.
Also, that resets that full court defense, so the Penguins have another obstacle.
70-68, you're right. Putnam got tripped up a little bit and fell right on top of Carraway. Now, the only good thing about that is Carraway took a massive body shot, and it's late in the game. And you know, endurance and strength are part of this game, fans. It's a rough sport. Carraway on the way. He rattles it home, and that's impressive after having the 6'7" Trey Putnam land on top of you and grind you into the hardwood floor. 70-69 now. Carraway to tie. On the way. It is tied at 70. Now the full court pressure. Penguins inbounds. All the way back by the end line. It's tipped away from Buon Cristiani by Johnson. Now Lance underneath. Flips it to Trey Putnam across the circle. Buon Cristiani's got it way out there on the wing. Now Marcus right in front of the Penguin bench. Morsey's got it. He tips it into his own hand. He's being guarded by Wood. Throw it all the way back out. Marcus, who just missed the three ball.
What a mismatch.
70 apiece. Morsey with the jumper. Left side, yes.
Mike Wood trying to cover the big man, David Morsey. I don't think so. They're going to take that every time. They went right back inside him, and he moved it to perfection.
72-70 Penguins. Now Wood, left side, against Buon Cristiani. And he dumps it in over the top of David Moore. So he paid that favor right back. Now Moore sets up a screen just to get the ball across midcourt. Inside of 4 minutes, Lance behind the back. Lance now right in front of him. Oh, Lance, top of the key, almost had it swiped away by Johnson. Johnson so tough on the D out there on the right wing. They soft it indoors to Morsey. Morsey, another jumper, nothing. Trey tips it out, but he tips it right into the hands of Richardson. Trey didn't know that was coming off of the hands of David Moore. 72 all with 3.5 to go, and it's a full court game. Seton gets stuffed to death by Morsey, and now a whistle, and Seton may get a chance to go to the line. It looked like a clean block to me.
Yeah, that's right. Clean block. Great play right there by Morsey because Seton blew right by the defender, Marcus Williams. He beat him off a juke head fake right there, and so big break for the Penguins.
Hey, you're right. It was no foul. It was a clean block. And now inbounds Woods. 3:15 to go. Pioneers have the advantage. Woods up against Sam Luong, who replaced Buon Cristiani when that last whistle blew. The last whistle did not indicate a foul. It simply indicated a ball out of play. Here's the jumper by Seton. Scissor legs. I don't know why he did that. He had nobody guarding him.
Great defense by
and
Putnam.
He missed it. Pulled down by Sammy. Outdoors. DJ, Sam Luong thinking about it. Donover now with 2:48. This game's coming right down to it, 72 all. Penguins won the last contest between these two heavyweights by 1 point at Dominican University. Tonight, we are in the home of the East Bays, and Bill Tressler decides to call a timeout. Nobody better with 2.5 minutes to go than head coach Bill Tressler, and no better color commentary guy than my lovable sidekick John Baker. 72 all. Timeout's been called by Tress. We'll be right back on radio.dominican.edu.
Are you always wondering what's popping on the weekends? Nevertheless, what to wear to that hot spot?
We got you covered on Holla Back weekend afternoons from 12 to 2 p.m. on radio.dominican.edu.
Style expert Jazz Gandhi, straight out of L.A., always brings the latest on what's hot and what's not.
And the queen bee of San Francisco Bay Area nightlife, Courtney Lee, lets you know the scoop of a place to hit up to have a good time.
So if you're ever eager to go out and need a helping hand,
check us out every Saturday and Sunday from 12 to 2 p.m.
And don't forget to holla back.
To go, fans. 72 all radio.dominican.edu, the official radio station of the 2005 CalPAC and the official radio station at Dominican University of California.
You know, Stuart, I want to give big credit to our off-season training program because I think this is the most endurance we've had out of any of the five CalPAC tournaments we've called, and give credit to our folks at Balco for supplying us with the supplements to keep us going through this fourth day.
Well, you know, and 4 or 5 years ago, Baker, that stuff was not illegal.
And we're not tested here in the radio booth.
Well, thank God for
it's
that.
It's just a cream.
Indoors now, we're back underway, 2.5 fans. Marcus for three on the way.
Oh,
missed it right. Putnam tried to bring it down with Morsey, couldn't. It was dragged down by Richardson, going to get that defensive board. Across the middle now, Carraway. The game is coming down to it, 2:15. Now the Pioneers have the ball, Richardson. Penguins with one conference loss this year. That was to Notre Dame on the buzzer by two. Here's Thomas. Oh, no, it got away from Carraway for a second. The jumper then goes down by Richardson, who was able to recover it. 2 minutes exactly. The Penguins trail by two in the championship game. Here comes DJ across the middle. Can the Penguins do it, Carraway? Now it's stolen away, but Morsey comes back up with it. Morsey's fouled on the way,
yes!
And it falls down.
Yes!
I don't know. He just threw that thing up. He got whacked about four times, and David Moore manages to tie the game with an opportunity to put the Penguins up by one. 1:48 to go.
Got some rowdy fans behind us just getting really excited. Who could blame them? David Morsey putting the team on his back, especially in the second half. And with an opportunity to give the Penguins a one-point lead, this is an amazing game here.
Now, Bill Tressler's just called a timeout before the free throw. Oh, sorry, Coach Biggs called the timeout. Baker, everybody's so excited here that they stood up in front of us, and I had to start clearing people out of the way, even though we're all the way up in the rafters. It's a loaded house here at Cal State University East Bay, way up on the hill, 74 all. David Moore will be on the line when we come back.
Hola, mi gente. Soy Elena Joel y estaré con ustedes cada martes y jueves de 8 a 10 de la mañana con lo mejor de noticias, información y entretenimiento. No se lo pueden perder solamente aquí en radio.dominican.edu.
All fans, 1:48 left in this one, and Tress still has all of the team around him. He's got the dry erase board out. And the fans in the house are so excited. We have DU fans standing in our way, Baker, all the way up here by the ceiling of this place. A massive 5,000-seat cavernous auditorium,
man.
Here at the home of the Pioneers.
The biggest crowd I've seen in all 4 days here for the tournament. And this has been... Everybody played the $2 mission. They're getting their money's worth tonight as David Morsey goes to the line trying to give Dominican a big lead right now.
It's $5 to get into the CalPAC. This is big time. Or is it only two?
Depends. If you're a student with your ID, it's only $2.
Oh, okay. What'd they charge you?
Five. 20.
Okay, here's Morsey. 1:48 to go, fans. On the way, the Penguins lead by one. David Moore has been absolutely nails in the second half, 75-74.
Defense right now, name a game of the Penguins. Don't foul.
1:41. Penguins lead by one. Here's Mike Wood out there on the side. Seaton, right side. Seaton up against Marcus. He drains it. Man, that was a sweet jumper from 16. Now the Penguins trail by one. 1.5 to go, fans. DJ across the middle. Tressler holding up both hands in diamond style. Marcus has got it. Any mistakes now could be fatal. Indoors Morsey. Morsey let it get away from him. And now diving on it is Kenny Carraway. And the Penguins will not get possession. It is a jump ball, and the Pioneers get it back.
Oh, big defensive stop right there by the Pioneers. Again, doing what they needed to do. They saw Morsey get the ball inbound. Double team came from the weak side, tipped it loose, and the Penguins... Now in danger of falling even more behind as they're down by one.
76-75 with 1:09 to go, an eternity. And now the Pioneer fans are going insane. They're pounding on the stands. And now the Black Hole's getting it going. And the whole place is going, Baker. And this place is so loud.
Thunderous.
76-75. Pioneers have the ball. Coach Biggs with the arms crossed. Tress, pretty relaxed, actually. Caraway. That's because Tress is so far away, I can't really see his face. Indoors now. Working it is Castillo. And the Penguins get the ball after it goes out of bounds. Castillo muffed it.
Big defensive play there by Marcus Williams coming up big time. He knew he was beat underneath the basket, able to tip the ball off the Pioneers. And now it's going to be going back the other way. The Penguins have the chance to take the lead here with a 1-0-1 left to go.
Penguins back out on the floor. They have a long way to go. 1 point behind. Morsi can't get it inbounds. He finally does so with about 1 second to spare to Marcus. Now in the backcourt, Lance. Penguins can't goof around. They need to get it going. Oh, he throws it up right to Morsi, who's all alone under the hoop. And Morsi was hit by Buon Cristiani with a bullet. And 45 seconds to go. The Penguins lead by one, 77-76 across the middle. Seton. Seton drives in against Trey Putnam. Putnam holds up the hand. The foul was against Seton by Putnam. And he's going to get two.
What a way to respond by the Pioneers again. Tack the basket. They know the Penguins are in foul situation. This means a double bonus now. The Pioneers will at least get two shots down by one. Big opportunity for them.
Seton has been nutty all night. A Penguin killer on the way. Ooh, and that's a swish, and the Pioneer fans go crazy. Seton's tied it with 42 seconds to go, Baker. Seton with a chance to put him up by one. This is CalPAC basketball at its finest. And that one goes. Now the Penguins trail by one. And Bill Tressler has called the timeout. 78-77. Pioneers on top. We're back in 20 seconds.
We got big guns. Hey, hey, check out me, Tim Lopez.
And Lola Brown.
On What's the Deal? Every Monday from 6 to 8 and Thursdays from 8 to 10 p.m., where we bring you movie cues, music news, and your favorite stars' blues.
We'll also have some fun freestyle fest and some cool, entertaining guests. So chill and tune in to What's Real on What's the Deal here on radio.dominican.edu, the official radio station of Dominican University of California.
Forty-two seconds to go, fans. 78-77. Stuart Horn, John Baker, live from Cal State University East Bay. The Penguins have the ball. They're down by one. 40 seconds. Morsi, very slowly to Lance. Now 35. Lance across the middle. There can be no errors at this point. 34. Trey Putnam almost fell. He did fall, but the Penguins hang on to it. Now Marcus. 28. Marcus drives in. Seton sticks an arm in there, and the Penguins will have it on the short side. See if we can't get it inbounds now to Morsi, 26.6.
6 second discrepancy between the shot clock, 26 on the game clock, 20 on the shot clock.
And they won't reset it. Marcus, short side, the whistle blows, inbounds to Morsi. Morsi's being double teamed. Mal Morsi over to Lance, 22. 15 on the shot, 20. Lance has it, looking for somewhere to put it. Morsi's got it, 16. Left side, Morsi. Now back to Lance. Juan Cristiani drives in left side with a jumper. Oh! Juan Cristiani hits, 9 seconds, 79-78 Penguins. Here comes Wood. Wood drives in against Morsi, who swipes it out of his hand. 3.9 seconds, and Wood will go to the line.
Oh, boy.
Morsi just stole it right away from him, and Wood's going to have a chance not only to tie it, but to put the Pioneers up by one.
Hey, Dominican, though, still 3.9 seconds left. Good call by Coach Will Biggs, bringing up in transition, and now Wood will have a chance to take the lead, but Dominican still has time.
Now Coach Tress has called timeout with 3.9 seconds. Mike Wood will be on the line when we come back. 79-78radio.dominican.edu.
Brittany McDade, music director. What are some of the things you're looking for young Indian unsigned artists?
I'm looking for just things to catch people's attention.
Brittany McDade, music director.
Boy, oh boy, that shot by Buon Cristiani was very reminiscent of year before last when the Penguins played Masters College. And it was precisely the same play, Baker, as he drove it in from the top of the key and banked it home that night for the win. This night to put the Penguins up by one. 79-78. 3.9 seconds to go. Penguin fans are sick. Penguin broadcasters are sick. And now Marcus, Sammy, Trey, Lance Bourne, Cristiani, and David Moore come back out onto the floor. The Penguin fans are intermingled with the Pioneer fans. The Penguins are up on their feet. The Pioneers are up on their feet. They're totally embraced. Now Coach Villegas tells them to sit down. Wood, with the weight of the world on his shoulders, the whole season rides on it. He missed the first one, Baker! 79-78!
Still a chance. Dominican still has one timeout as well.
If Woods misses this, the Penguins will have control on the way! Oh, he rattles it home. It's tied. 3.9 seconds. Inbounds. And now Tress calls the timeout again. Baker, 79-79.
Oh, what do you think the call's going to be? I think keep Lon Cristiani, run across the right side, go attack the basket, see if Morsey's open underneath or Putnam. If it's not there, give it to the little guy, Lon Cristiani. We know he can make that. He's done it before. 3 seconds left. Dominican, they'll have at least one good look at the basket again. You just got to make smart, quick decisions. Don't give the ball up on the inbound as well. That's going to be so key. We might be going to overtime for the second time against the Pioneers in less than a little more than just a week.
Yeah, that's right. And it's very likely that we'll go to overtime as the Penguins have 3.9 seconds. But they're going to have to bring it 90 feet against the biggest, baddest defense that the Pioneers are going to be able to muster. They're going to have them all the way back, plastered against the end line. And if I were Tress, I'd like to sneak Morsey just over that.
Right.
Over the timeline and see if Lon Cristiani can deke the short pass and then heave it, because Lon Cristiani can throw that thing the 90 feet that he needs to. Morsey now is going to take position right under the hoop. Ian Wright is going to bring it in. Wright's been brought back in now with Brandon Quick, Marcus Williams, Lance Lon Cristiani, and Morsey under the hoop. And now Coach Biggs calls the timeout.
No use of having the timeouts unless you're going to use them. So Will Biggs wants to talk about this. And, of course, Tressler probably showed up a fake offensive movement right there. Again, not giving much of the Pioneers to look at. Strategy is so crucial with 3.9 seconds left to go. Again, I still expect to get Lon Cristiani on the ball, looking to streak across the right-hand side, look for one of the big two guys underneath the middle. If nothing's there, take the shot. Try to draw the foul as well. Remember,
that's
the
right.
Pioneers are in foul trouble as well. Attack the basket. Once you get the ball, run, 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 run.
Try and draw that foul. Get the shot. Don't do anything foolish. Now the Penguins with 3.9 seconds. They're 4-0 in overtime this year, Baker. And that's a pretty decent number. 4-0.
Well, let's hope it doesn't get to that point. Big, though. Big shot missed, though, by Mike Woods. So uncharacteristic of him letting the Penguins, keeping this door open for them to win this game in regulation.
3.9 seconds, fans. 79 all. Stuart Horn, John Baker on the Penguin Leader Worldwide Radio. Dominican.edu.
The tournament coming down to this, possibly.
The CalPAC tournament here at Cal State University East Bay. It's been an excellent 4 days, fans. And we have 4 seconds to go. 3.9 to be exact in the tournament. The Penguins will have the ball. Ian Wright in the end area, way off to our right. The Penguins need the ball, and they get it in to Marcus. Two, Marcus on the way with a jumper. Marcus,
oh, hits it! Marcus Williams hits the three ball. The black hole on the floor.
Yes, yes.
Marcus Williams with less than 1 second hits it from 22. Marcus muffed it slightly with a half a second to go. He's able to get the shot up. Marcus Williams buries the three, and the Penguins win 82-79. The CalPAC champions with less than 1 second. The final shot for the senior Marcus Williams, who's been so clutch all 4 years for the Penguins. Final score, 82-79.
Yes!
CalPAC champions. The Penguins have done it again, and the floor is packed with Penguin fans.
Oh, I tell you what a better way to three-peat than to do it at the buzzer in the home gym of the Pioneers with the senior, the guy who's meant so much to this team, Marcus. You can't spell MVP without Williams on there. And baby dropped the three bomb, and the Penguins are the champions.
Oh, man, Wright brought it in. He found Williams right in the middle of the house, right in the middle of the circle. Williams took it off to the left side. He started to muff it with a half a second to go. He hauls it up. And with sonar or something, Baker, the ball found the bottom. It was a pure yarn ball to win it. 82-79, the final in the 2005 Calpac. The Penguin men are the champions. They'll go to the Nationals. The Penguin women are the champions. A 1-2 championship.
Final town, baby. Let me tell you something. One's good, twice as nice. The three is the best. Three is the sweetest.
Yeah, it does feel good.
And probably the hardest championship I think the Penguins have had in their three-year title run. Obviously, the first one, they just steamrolled through the competition. They blitzkrieged through the competition the second year with one exception of one game against the Hawks of Holy Names. But this one, I give all the credit to the role for the Pioneers. Not only did they almost derail the Penguins' hope last Friday, they really did push the Penguins to the line. They gave Dominican 39.5 seconds worth of all they can handle. But let me tell you something. If you remember 3 years ago, a game we did at Notre Dame, at NDNU, we were there, and Marcus Williams had the ball, tie score, hit a big 18-footer from the just a little bit past the free throw line. We said right there, we looked into the eyes of Marcus. He gave us the thumbs up, and we said, Marcus just became a big-time clutch player at that game.
Guess what?
We were right. He's been doing this thing like it's nobody's business, rolling like a player for the past 3 years. And when play is play, you better not hate, Stewart, because Williams just hit the three-point bucket. And guess what? They're going to lower the hoops, and Dominican are going to cut down their nets. That's the third consecutive championship. And guess what?
Right.
They're doing it in front of the home Pioneers. Nothing sweeter than victory on the road.
Oh, man, they had already pulled the hoops up, but now they're coming back down as the Pioneers have all left the floor. All the Penguin fans have swarmed out on the floor, and it's a crazy scene.
Marcus's
here.
Mom down there giving Marcus a hug. I tell you what, he's just for that shot alone, besides the fact he's played two great games, Marcus is the MVP of the Calpac in my book.
I think I'm going down there and giving him a hug.
I'd say overall, Morrissey, you can't dispute him being the overall Calpac MVP, but of this tournament, that shot and what he's meant to this team, Marcus Williams is my MVP. Oh,
yeah,
nothing sweeter.
Yeah, I got to go along with you there. Morrissey had his best game in about the last 2 months. He kept the Penguins right there.
I'm close to crying, Stu.
Three-peat and Baker's balling, and it's great, folks. We're feeling it up here in a big way. We followed the Penguins, Baker and I, 5 years in a row, fans. And now, tonight, for the first time, the outright champions, the men and women's team, and Marcus Williams being swarmed by reporters and teammates and fans. And that was one of the greatest shots in DU history.
I hope they send that game to ESPN because that is one of the highlights of the night. Marcus Williams, again, ran into a double team, almost lost the handle. How much poise is it for you to pick it up? Had a wide open shot, and didn't faze him. He dumped it in. And now they're about to hand out the awards.
The championship trophy is coming out, fans. Baker and I want to extend a huge thank you, not only to everyone listening, but to all the teams who participated, to all the players, Cal State University East Bay, and their great job of rolling out the red carpet for the radio crew and for hosting the Calpac for 2005 in such classy fashion. The final score is the Penguins, the number one seed, eke it out with less than a second to go. Marcus Williams from 29 feet. I mean, he was way, way out there, and the ball was rolling off the fingertips. 82-79, Baker.
Oh, I tell you what. These guys, the way they played this year, deserve it. Hold on. Most valuable player.
Ramsey, the MVP of the Cal Pack.
Back to back,
the
baby.
NCAA, let's see, the All-American, I should say, last year, receiving his award. The MVP of the Cal Pack 2 years in a row. Boy, that's pretty good stuff out of Morsey. Baker's MVP of the game, and I'm going to give it to him as well. That's Marcus Williams, the senior, the biochem major. Carries a 3.5 GPA, and he carries a pretty...
Marcus Williams gets the tournament MVP, like we said.
Yeah, a pretty nasty 28-foot outside shot he carries as well.
Gosh.
That's going to do it for us, fans. 82-79, the final, the 2005 Cal Pack tournament in the books. Appreciate everybody listening. It was just great, great stuff. And the seniors for the Penguins, their final night of play. Trey Putnam, Tommaso Lamana, Donovan Brewer, Lance Mwong, Christiani, Sammy Luong, Brandon Quick, and the game's MVP, Marcus Williams, who hit the big one on the buzzer, fans. Couldn't be any better. Couldn't have been any closer. The whole game was crazy. And now Scott Davis and Katie Christensen's dad have just brought a table out right underneath the hoop where the Penguins are going to cut down the nets, cut it into chunks, put it in the cedar chest for the rest of their lives. This night, the third consecutive Cal Pack championship. Never been done before. And the Penguins have done it now. A dream realized. Men and women's champions from Dominican University of California. Just a dream that they talked about. Can't get enough of it. Penguin fans own the place, Baker. Man, what a tournament. It's going to do it. The mayhem and frivolity continue, though, here live. 2005 Cal Pack has been brought to you by the radio home of the Penguins. Radio.dominican.edu for John Baker, for our academic advisor, Melba Beals, for the rest of the dignitaries at Dominican University, for head coach Scott Davis and head coach Bill Tressler. Stuart Horn signing off from Cal State University East Bay. And we'll see you next year when the Cal Pack resumes. We're already talking about preseason, Baker, in November. And we hope to have you back here with us live on the air, radio.dominican.edu.